This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff Bill Hansel has authorized deputies to wear mourning bands to honor Deputy Mike Stone, who passed away on Wednesday night. Stone experienced an undisclosed medical emergency while he was visiting family and friends in Butte County and later passed away after being transported to the hospital. Stone had a long career in law enforcement, starting out as a correctional deputy in 1971 and went on to serve as a deputy sheriff before taking a break to manage Rogers Market in McKinleyville. When he returned to law enforcement, he served as a special services deputy, beach patrol, an investigator, and a police chief for Trinidad. In 2002, he was hired by the district attorney's office and later served as a special agent for the County Drug Task Force. A fisherman who was on the Klamath River near Wichpeck on Tuesday discovered a body floating in the water and reported the situation to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Deputies responded to the scene in the vicinity of Young's Bar and recovered the body, which was later identified by the coroner's office as 61-year-old James Etzcorn. An autopsy has been scheduled, and it remains unclear how Etzcorn ended up in the river. Law enforcement also report that there are no apparent signs of foul play, and the investigation into the death of Etzcorn is ongoing. Dan Squire has news from the Eureka Police Department.
The Eureka Police Department will host an active shooter training class next week to provide information to the public about what you should do and don't do in the event you are caught in an active shooter scenario. The presentation is aimed at college-bound, high school and middle school students, along with teachers, aides, and administrators. The program will highlight the concept of run, hide, and fight, which will be led by EPD Captain Brian Stevens and Senior Dispatcher Katie Hall. The event takes place next Wednesday at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka.
Thank you, Dan. Since Measure Z was approved in the 2014 year, the revenue from the tax hike has provided enough money to purchase all types of equipment for fire agencies, including protective gear, breathing apparatus, hoses, among other items. This morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass and officials from the County Fire Chiefs Association held a press conference at the Humboldt Bay Fire Station on C Street and displayed the purchases of fire equipment made possible through the tax measure. One of the trucks was on display as well. A Humboldt County deputy on patrol near Highway 36 was involved in a physical altercation with a man who was wanted on a felony warrant yesterday morning. Around 8 o'clock, the deputy contacted 35-year-old Wade Harris and gave him verbal commands, but Harris attempted to flee instead. The deputy pursued Harris on foot and used a taser, but it had little effect. The two would get into a physical struggle before the deputy was able to place Harris under arrest. Harris was booked into county jail for two outstanding felony warrants and a fresh charge of resisting arrest. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the summertime comes recreation, including water recreation at various locations, and the County Department of Health and Human Services will make over 190 life jackets available through loan stations. Seven loan stations will be at many of Humboldt's favorite water recreation locations, and the life jackets will be made available to all residents, thanks in part to grant funding from the SeaTow Foundation. Health and Human Services and the Water Safety Coalition will be on hand to begin the life jacket distribution next Thursday at the Woodley Island Marina, and for more information on the location of each loan station, you can contact officials with Health and Human Services. The Greater Trinidad Chamber of Commerce will hold the 60th annual Trinidad Fish Festival this coming Saturday morning. Visitors will be able to enjoy the food vendors, music, a tour of the lighthouse, as well as the Marine Museum. The event will begin at 11 a.m. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating two men wanted in connection with an assault in Arcata on Tuesday that left a victim with minor injuries. Deputies arrived to Wymore Road and found the 43-year-old male victim lying in the grass shoulder of the roadway, and he told deputies that two men, Daniel Asbury and James Hamline, had assaulted him. The suspects remain at large. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.